Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hello, Benoon.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. Everybody, welcome to Sommerhausen Day. Before we get started, you have like a week and a half to get tickets for the Golden Crappies live stream restream. It's up now. You can get tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. It was such a fun show. Watch it. It will not be released. It will be released as audio, but it won't. The video is not going to be released on Crappens On Demand and all that. So this is it. It's the last time. Go get it.
It's your chance to see Ronnie brandishing a guitar. Okay.
And Ben singing as Ramona.
That's right. Me barely avoiding tearing my Achilles as I writhed around on that stage.
Last night, my dad said, "What was the song Ben was singing? Did he write that?" And I said, "Yes." Well, he wrote the words. He said, "But what's the song?" I said, "It's from Chapel Roan." And he said, "Who's that?" And I said, "It's a song called Pink Pony Club." He said, "I'm going to look that up. I really enjoyed it."
Oh, thank you.
Did you tell Ben he should upload it? And I said, "Yeah, but I don't know if Chapel Roan will like that." He said, "Who's Chapel Roan?" I said, "The one who wrote the song." Hello. It was a circular conversation, but you came out really good in it.
Thank you. As did you. And speaking of your dad, like, shout out to our parents. We had our parents present the award for best quote, and it was like a big video up on the screen. So if you want to see what our parents look like.
So good.
Just,
they were
just
so
for
good.
That alone.
My dad said, "Wow, Ben's parents looked so good. I mean, I need to figure out how to make us look better because we were just like staring from way above." I said, "No, I like that. That's why I kept it like that." I said, "I could have been like Ben. And made sure you looked really good." I said, "But I liked it because that's how you talk to me on FaceTime." He's like, "Okay, well, Ben, tell Ben to shoot us next time."
Okay. Well, my parents loved your parents. My dad was like, "Oh, they were so funny." I was like, "I know we gave like Ronnie's parents all the really funny lines, but they were just so funny." And my dad's like, no, you should have. They were so funny. They were great. They were so
well.
Cute
if you're gonna get someone to call anyone else a gout dick sucker, Rhonda's the way to go. Rhonda is the path for sure. Well,
the best was how she was like. It looked like she was cold reading it, right? Like she had never seen the quote before. So like the look on her face as she realized the words that you had given her to recite, she's like, "Gout dick sucker."
They literally asked me that after that. They were like, "Do you get gout in your dick?" And I said, "Or in your penis?" And I said, "No, I don't think so. It's just what she called him." And my dad said, "Well, that's good because I have gout. I was starting to worry." You
know? Well, it was a great, it was great having them on there. And I loved that the audience got to finally see the people behind us because, like, Lord knows we've talked about our parents, especially you, over the past 14 years. So it was like really special to put them up there on that screen. So for sure, get that Kids We Stream. And also, by the way, I'm just going to say this. It looked so good. It looked like we were like streaming on Netflix or something like that. Like I was like, what the hell? I was like, we've never looked this professional. I was like, are we? This is amazing. So yeah, I was very excited by it. So
and we will have a newsletter coming out tomorrow, like a special free midweek newsletter on the road to the Crappies, just kind of our backstage experience getting that together because it was really, really fun. So check that out over on Patreon. All the newsletters are free. Patreon's also where you get videos of our shows, ad-free listening, and bonus episodes.
I wrote like a novel. I apologize in advance.
I love it. That's what it's for. Yeah, that's what it's for. Let's do it. Okay, everybody, let's get into this. It is Summer House, Season 10, Episode 5, Summer Nights, but spelled K-N-I-G-A, because who doesn't love a Ren Faire? Ren Faire is going to be the most epic party of all of Summer House.
Can you mind if I call it a Sofair? I'll have some mead, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called a Renasoft Fair.
Oh, it's gonna be a great time. The Renaissance Fair. So everyone's getting ready, and Sierra and Mia are hanging out, and Sierra's saying how her boobs are hanging out, and she's like, "Yeah, when you're talking about your ass not fitting in shit, I'm nothing but sympathetic." So they're like joking. By the way, I love Mia. I think Mia feels like she's been there for 3 years. She's so like at ease with this whole cast, the way she just sort of has stepped in, and it feels like she's always been there. I think she's a fantastic casting choice. Good job, Bravo.
Yeah, I think she's pretty good. I mean, she hasn't done much yet. You haven't. You don't really know until someone gets into their first argument with someone. Like that, you have to test their mettle. But yeah, yes. So far I like everybody so far. Actually, I think everybody's doing a good job. I think Bailey is veering into theater kid territory, especially today with their wacky, like, we're going to pretend to be a bush. A little with the full on clown music for 10 minutes. It's like, okay, it's like a little theater kid got on TV, but I still like her. Because it is true like theater her. Kid where you like the really hot guy, but then no matter what you do, the hot guy doesn't even see you.
I know.
Even if you're gorgeous. So it's very theater kid, and I am a theater kid. So, you know, I'm rooting for one of our own.
Yeah, exactly. So Jesse comes walking into Sierra's room dressed as a king, and Sierra's like saying he's got to like get rid of his cape or whatever. And then Amanda, she's decided for this Ren Faire, she's going to wear a goat face. And she's like, I'm a bad girl. It looks like I have a dick on my face.
I can't see a dick on your face. I can't see it, man.
So then Jesse's putting on a towel like a cape. And West is lying in his bed with the Sierra cutout just standing next to him. They're trying to make it like West is super jealous every time he hears Jesse in the hallway talking to Sierra. But he's just kind of looking at the side, you know, scrolling through his phone. But they keep playing like dun, dun, dun music like he's super jealous. I think West is really, I mean, I know that they're trying to play this up. I think West is just too lazy to be jealous. I don't really think he cares that much.
Well, he's definitely too lazy to be confrontational because last week he confronted Jesse about asking to make out with Sierra. And he was like, all the guys said that's weird. So he couldn't even say that he thought it was weird. And then this episode, he just has Lindsay.
Ben's really mad at you about it. Wow, Ben really thought that was weird. Whoa, Ben, the hottest guy in the house.
Pretty upset.
KJ told me he doesn't know what it's... if he's going to be able to not be a lover boy this summer. And also, he's upset at you. I don't know, just his words.
KJ was really uncomfortable with you saying that. Also, he's uncomfortable not being a lover boy. So what, are KJ's abs implants? Because those abs are too insane. And I've only seen ab implants on like older guys. We saw a lot of them in Miami. Everywhere we passed, I was like, those are ab implants, look. Because Ben was like, ab implants? It's like, yeah, guys, no, those are like boob jobs for dudes. So I kept trying to point him out to Ben. That was what I was looking for. That food.
So
special.
I don't think his abs are implants. I think though sometimes there is like a thing that like if you do your ab exercises, I think almost like in an incorrect way or whatever, you develop your abs, but they sort of develop sort of like convex instead of concave, or maybe it's the other way around. And so they sort of bulge out on him a little bit in a way that's like we don't normally see. But I think that they are real.
Well, they're a work of art. I mean, whoever did them, whether he did them, God did them, you know, a person from the FX show, FX or whatever that show was, whoever did them,
nice
they look great. Those are crazy abs. But like, even when he's like his stomach's out and he, you know, he looks like a little beer bellied. And by that, I just mean like pushing his stomach out or whatever.
Yeah.
They're still there. I don't know. I'm just confused by the abs, but great job. I mean, I've never had abs, so I just don't understand how they work. So when I see them that intense, I'm like, wow, is that a thing that people do? You know?
Yeah. He really,
I guess so.
He's really got it all, huh? He also has a lot of lip gloss on in his confessionals, and that.
Oh, sort of, speaking of, I need to put some lip healing on.
go get it on, Ronnie. And I'm kind of like, the abs are amazing, but then the lip gloss pulls me back. You know,
you don't like lip gloss.
Well, I don't mind if people have like, you know, their standard amount, like what you just did. That's fine. But there's sometimes people put lip gloss on and their lips are so shiny. It's like something I just don't like it. You know, and I know that I'm not necessarily a majority. I think it's actually considered like nice to have shiny lips. I think it's like
yeah, I love a nice shine, like a nice little lip shine.
I don't like to see someone and they look like they just made out with a jar of Vaseline. I don't know. This is like not my vibe, but that's a taste thing. It's a personal thing. Like it's just, you know, it's just me. Doesn't mean that it has to be that way for everyone else. One time, I mentioned this once a few years ago, and someone was like, Ben, I threw out all my lip gloss just for you. And I was like, no, don't throw out your lip gloss for me. You can keep doing what you're doing. I'm just saying, I just don't like It's like I've always not liked it. Like school plays, when they have to put like lipstick on your lips, you know, for the stage, I've always hated it. I don't know what it is. I don't like shit on lips.
Yeah. I love lip gloss, but I respect your opinion. I respect your wrong opinion.
But also, your lips right now, I can see them. They don't look like they are, you know, like the... They don't look like they're some sort of cake topping. You know, when they, like, make the the fruits all shiny and everything. Like, your lips look normal. You know, they're just sort of lubricated up, but they're not out of control. I just don't want to see a reflection of the lights in your lips. You know?
Okay. Yeah, fair. Okay, is there anything else you want to nitpick about KJ before we move on?
No, I think generally I'm fine. Is anything you want? Anything on your end?
No, it's just funny. KJ is like the least offensive person, I think. The least offensive guy to be on the show in a long time. We're like, abs, real or not? Lip gloss, gotta go. Lip gloss, what do we think? Just touch every little thing about KJ.
Just tear him apart. But the point is actually that West is very passive here. So when you said, I think he's not really jealous, part of me feels like he's just going to ask someone else to be jealous for him because he doesn't want to do it himself.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they all, now it's time to come downstairs into the party. And so Carl is at the bottom of the staircase. Oh, it's Carl 14.0. And now that I'm downstairs, I'm like, oh. In the mix. Oh, that means that since I'm already down here, you guys are all upstairs. I'll announce you as you come down the staircase. We've got Benjamin all the way from Australia. Hey, Australia, you look great, by the way. Oh, I love all your sheilas. Oh, KJ from Kansas City. KJ from KC. Oh, see what I did there? Oh, Justice Sullivan from Chicago, Illinois. Oh, it's great, guys. This announcing is going so great.
Amanda Petula all the way from New Jersey. She's like, all the way? Amanda missing it. So everybody comes down and Bailey's like, oh my God, do I look like someone from Lord of the Rings? Kind of. Ben says better. And she's like, oh my gosh, thank you. But, you know, I mean, let's think of the cast of Lord of the Rings. It's not, saying you look better than 80% of that cast is still like a, what the fuck did you mean by that?
Ben's like, you do look like someone from Lord of the Rings. Kind of like when Frodo puts on that ring. Oh my God. Wasn't he invisible when he did that? Precisely. Who's talking to me?
You look like someone from Lord of the Rings Hobbit Land, or whatever that one was called. The Hobbit. So Lindsay comes downstairs and, of course, is dressed like a queen. And Carl's still stuck there. And he's like, oh, shit. Oh, I have to announce her house. Oh, oh, you look great, by the way. Oh, I did it. I did it.
He's like, you have to bow because I'm a queen, girl.
And so he bows and he's like, oh, my God. We're friends now. Me and Lindsay are like friends. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. She's in the mix. Do you see the smile on my face? Me and Lindsay are like friends again. Like, oh, a little bit. Oh, let's go. Saturdays for the boys. Oh, put your weight on me. Oh.
The last thing I care about is Carl, and I don't give a fuck about Carl, so let's just have fun. I'm going to be nice to Carl. I don't even care.
And Sierra does the thing. She's dressed as a plague rat because Sierra, every year, she... As the bombshell that she is, she always puts on a costume that completely obscures her, which I think is so funny. So this year she is a giant rat and she's going to spread. She's like, I'm here to spread the bubonic plague. Like, it's not going to be the first thing that was spread around this house. That's for sure.
I was going to say, you're sharing a house with West and Jesse. So somehow the bubonic plague sounds like a cold. She's like, yeah, this is my primordial pouch right here, huh? So she said it was either that or dressing as a turkey leg, but then Carl said he was getting turkey leg, so I came as a rat. So
I would have preferred the turkey leg. Is there even such a thing as a turkey leg costume? I think that would have been amazing.
I'm sure. So now the guests start arriving, and Sierra's, you know, sexy dancing as a rat, of course. And Jesse's like, oh, boom this. I'm writing a song about someone. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but it's about being a rat carrying a bubonic plague.
Bailey's like, oh, my Lord, I do not remember this in medieval times. I don't whatsoever. Carl's like, oh, Jesse, does this do this for you? So they're just like gallivanting. You know, it's party times. They're all doing crazy stuff. And Lindsay goes up to Wes. She's like, Wes, what were you and Jesse talking about in the pool? And he's like, the Sierra thing, because I truly think that she'd like laugh in his face for saying that. Would you agree, right? Like, Sierra, she's like known for being pretty chill when guys talk about her behind her back, right? Like, she'll probably laugh about it. She's like, I don't know about that.
Oh. For those of you who weren't here, it's because he was like, hey, can I have permission to make out with Sierra? Ooh. So he's like, yeah, Sierra would just laugh in his face. And Lindsay goes, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And he's like, wait, well, maybe I'm wrong then. You think that Sierra likes Jesse? And she's like, well, I mean, does Sierra even know about it? Like, what the hell? He's like, well, I don't think she knows, but like, it's not my place. It sure is your place, though, Queen Lindsay. Go fight my battles for me.
Yeah. She's like, I've missed like the first 2 weeks of the show, so I gotta catch up. So I'll serve some shit around. Sure, it'll be me. She's like, is it my place? It's like, probably actually of all the people whose place it is, it's yours. You're the least place. It's the least of your place because you weren't part of that original conversation. If anything, yeah, I think
West is an absolute gigantic wuss. I almost said mega wuss, but that turned into MAGA, and I'm not accusing him of that, but he's a mega, mega wuss. And he's never going to do anything himself. He's never going to tell anybody he likes them by himself. He's never going to tell anybody he doesn't like them by himself. He's always going to rely on other people to do everything for him. It's a very, very lazy person, this guy.
That is exactly correct. So he is like thrilled, clearly, that Lindsay's going to take this and bring it to Sierra. And Wes knows that Sierra's going to get mad at Jesse. But he says on camera, no, she's going to laugh because it makes it seem like he's supporting Jesse. So it's a big old passive clusterfuck. And we know that when Lindsay tells Sierra, it's not going to land well, ever.
Yeah.
Sierra's she has a lot of boundaries around this kind of stuff. And we just know it's going to be a shit show. And guess what?
I didn't see it becoming as much of a drama as it became, but I mean, I don't know.
I agree.
I don't understand how anybody would care this much to like run off crying. Like, oh my God, someone wants to make out with me. Oh. When she explained it later in the episode, I got it a little more, but I was still like, you're crying over Jesse.
I mean, I thought the extent of it was just going to be this is so typical. They're talking about who gets dibs on me, but no one's actually coming to me, which I thought, okay, I thought it'd be like that. But she actually was, what was interesting was it was the jokey part of it, because Jesse said, hey, you mind if I make out with Sierra? You know, like in a jokey way, which I think was Jesse's way of like softening it for West. But that term jokey wound up being the real bee in the bonnet for Sierra. And that became the thing. And that's what I was not expecting.
Yeah. So Amanda is partying and she's dancing on the ground with Sierra. And she's eating grass. And Kyle's like, oh my God, she just ate grass. And I said, that's sexy. You know, watching Amanda reminds me of what attracted me to her in the first place. You know, she has a great sense of humor. She's fun to be around. It's going to be a good summer. Turn this thing around. You like Amanda because she's wasted right now. And that's the only time you like Amanda. And last year, when you were like, oh my God, me and Amanda, we're finally back on track, it's when Amanda would go out and party with you all night.
Yeah. And I also love when he's like, yeah, Amanda, she's so fun to be around, which is why I go out of my way to not be around her. you know, you're the one who's not spending the time around her when you're saying that.
Yeah, but he's saying she's fun to be around when she's partying. He doesn't want to be around her when she's home watching Netflix, scrolling her phone, you know?
Yeah. So Ben is talking to a lady and she's like, what do you have under that cloak? He's like, not much. And then Wes and Ben are talking.
Wherever the guy goes. I mean, the guy just can't escape it. He's just making small talk. And some rando's like, what do you got under that cloak, big boy? He's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Is anybody going to ask me what I'm reading?
I'm not totally sold on Ben. I'm going to say that. He's cute, but I feel like we have not seen much of him yet. So, I don't know. He's the one of the newbies. He's the one that I feel like is the most disposable, believe it or not.
Yeah. So then we go over to West and Ben, and they're talking about all the chicks, the party bra, and Ben is asking about Dara, And she's on the way. And West asks if he's interested. And Ben's like, yeah, she's cool, I guess. I mean, I met Dara in the singles event. And we had a little chat for a minute. Let's do a flashback and see this fascinating chat. She's like, so do you still model? He's like, yeah. It's one of the only jobs that everyone, you know, at the end of the work, everyone claps at the end of the workday. You know, I love that. She's like, yeah. Well, I'm a show pony. I love applause, you know. I love that. I'm a big show pony. Huge. Applaud me. Do it now. Fuck. Your hand's broken.
Every performer on Broadway is furious at him. Excuse you. I memorized these lines for Come From Away.
I didn't know that about models, that people applaud you at the end of the day.
I don't. That, by the way, that's, I don't think that's necessarily true, but I love that he's so hot that either A, it does happen, or B, he just imagines it happens. Because I do also think models just assume they're being applauded everywhere they go. It's like, hello there, I'd like to make a deposit at this bank.
It's for me. So he's like, yeah, at the singles event, I was a mess. I didn't know what was going on. Let's have a clip of me looking like a mess. And it disgusted him, like, hey. I'm hot still. People were talking to me. The whole party's a blur. You know, I thought, can we please stop talking about, please? And anyway, I'm just looking forward to see Dara in a situation where it doesn't feel so forced. You know, nothing feels as unforced as a summer house party, which happened every single weekend in the back house of the set.
I know. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a crazy over-the-top theme.
With people that we don't even know at this point. I mean, who even comes to these parties anymore? They're every single week, every summer. At this point, I think they have like 20 people there. And they're like, hi, are you guys serving food this time?
I feel like those parties seem so annoying because, like, I mean, it's cool. You get like free booze and everything, but you just have so many people just like running around and crashing into each other. There's just always so much like frenetic energy or even kinetic energy. There's just like, there's too many things. Like at the end of the episode, we saw there was like a inflatable bar tavern area and it was like toppled over on itself. And I'm like, I don't want to go to a party where there's an inflatable house that falls forward. I don't.
Safety. Where are the unions at this party?
People were too rowdy. That's what it means.
So, Dara arrives, and you can tell, because you can hear her. She's like, hi, I'm Dara. Hi, I'm Dara. She talks like Karate Chops.
She does.
I met West years ago. We dated for like 6 months, and then we ended for pretty much the reason that I think nothing has seemed to stick with West, because he's a fucking loser. He just couldn't full send it, lazy bitch. So anyway, I was 30, you know, and 30 is your hot girl era. So like, I'm not going to spend 30s telling some man how to be a man. I mean, West is the best guy on earth unless you're falling in love with him, fucking loser. So here I am. Set me loose.
She's basically Kelly Preston and Jerry Maguire. She's going to punch him in the face.
Or Kelly Catrone in the Kelly Catrone show. Kel on Earth.
Kelly Catrone in her life.
It's like Kelly Catrone, the origin story. She's like, I'm sick of telling people how to live at 30.
If you want to cry, leave the party.
Cry outside. Well, we are outside. Cry in the best house.
Cry outside the Ren Faire. So West is like, hey, Dara, welcome to the house. Yeah, thank you. I don't know what I was expecting, but it exceeded my expectations, which were already low, because you were the one who invited me. And anything you invited me to is a piece of shit garbage activity. This party's massive. What are you even doing here?
So she goes up to KJ at the bar, and she's like, where'd your shirt go, bro? And he's like, it's inside. Classy. Real classy. He's like, what? It's hot. I'm not wearing a shirt right now. Sorry. It's like, what? It's not in your journey? What was it, a full costume at one point, and then you took off your shirt? Loser. He's like, oh, my God, you're so pretty. Do you even remember meeting me on Thursday? Hello?
He's like, oh, I'm fucking stupid. Sorry, I was busy trying to control my impulse to be a lover boy. It's so hard this summer. How can I not be a lover boy?
Your hair is really different right now, so maybe that's why I didn't recognize you. She's like, yeah, it's curlier. I'll give you that. Okay, you got 1 point. Wow, you're down 19, but good luck catching up.
He's like, yeah, I was straight the other day. She's like, it was straighter. That's what I said. Yeah, but I'm confirming it was straighter.
No, I'm not saying it was straight because it wasn't straight, but it was straighter than it is. So you're close. Okay, half a point.
You ever go on a really windy road and then the next road you go on is still windy, but not as windy? That was like my hair. Okay. Well, did you just get here or have you been here? Yeah, I just got here. Can't you tell I'm carrying around this away luggage? God, can you guys find a place for my luggage?
I just got here. Did you hear me 5 minutes ago? No, because I was not here. Okay. Do you think I ever enter a room where you don't fucking hear me coming? No, I don't. Is my hair straight or is it curly? Straighter. Okay. You can learn at least. I'll talk to you again. Go put on a shirt.
I'm trying to chug a drink with someone because I'm so sober. I'm so fucking sober. Get me lit, bro. It's like, yeah, man, shots. Cheers to me being an idiot, right? Yeah, cheers to you being an idiot and to me having a little bit slightly curlier hair today. Wow, lady of my dreams.
Yeah, she should definitely not be a nurse. She's one of those people who just pick, what the fuck? You ringed your bell again? God, do I look like I'm on fucking wheels? I've got other things going on in here. God, you're bleeding from your eyes. Put a pillow over your face. What am I supposed to clean up the floor now? God.
She needs to be an editor in a newsroom, but only a newsroom that you would see in the movies, not a real newsroom. So that way, like, there's like all the sound of like typewriters and telephones. And she walks in and stands up on a desk and is like, people, we have 3 hours. I don't have a cover story. I need a headline. I need a header. I need something good. We need to sell these papers. Give me a lead. You over there, you glasses, what do you have? You know, because that's how they do it in the movies. But in real life, the editors just walk around quietly.
Yeah.
I'm like, remember the movie The Paper? She should be all those characters.
Pretty much. So we go to the girls, and Amanda's like, I need another drink, and then I got to change. I don't even know if I can get out of this outfit. And so Lindsay comes over. She's like, oh, my God, girls, I have something to tell you. Okay, I'll tell the class. Mia, you come too. Okay, apparently last night, Jesse asked West if he could make out with you, Sierra. And she's like, what? And they're like, well, he's got a lot of nerve. Yeah, well, Wes was just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Because, you know, Wes is like, whatever, and like, lazy. But he was like, I don't even think she's like into that. And it, like, if she is, like, it's kind of joking anyway. He was like, kind of joking.
So Amanda's like, he seriously wants to make out with Sierra? Or he was joking around that he was asking if it was okay. Where's the joking land in the sentence, Lindsay? He was serious about joking. But he was serious about asking, but the makeout would be jokey. So be a very serious ask about a jokey makeout. He's like planning a joke. Does this make sense? And so Amanda's like, you don't jokingly make out with someone. So Mia's just sitting there like,
I love that they're all up in arms. Like, what? Joking making out? How dare he? I've never heard of such a thing. What even is joking making out? We will remedy this.
It should be a serious request for a serious makeout or a jokey request for a jokey makeout, but you're crossing the lines. So Mia's like, how do you feel about the Sierra? She's like, I'm going to like need a minute because it's like, what the fuck? I thought you were going to, this is just not what I thought you were going to say to me. I thought you were just going to tell me something about your kid again. She's like, well, I can do that too. So Sierra's like, so you're asking permission for like the only person for me, but like the only person that can give you permission is me. Both these boys make me fucking sick, honestly. I'm annoyed at Jesse's lack of intention, and everything's always a fucking joke to him. I mean, if it's serious enough for you to ask permission from Wes, then like, why aren't you asking permission to go out on a date? And Wes, you don't care? Like, that annoys the fuck out of me too. Cause like, you know what? I gotta fucking make out with somebody right in front of you and see how you really feel. So now she's upset because Wes said he also doesn't care. So it's making her, I think that all this stuff is just making her feel like this unimportant piece of garbage on the side of the road that they make jokes about, make out with, and then move on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of course, by the way, Wes does care. Like a piece of property,
because it is so fucking weird that they're like, oh, do you mind if I use your lawnmower? Okay, that'd be great. Sure, just bring it back filled. Okay, lubed up, ready to go. I don't want to see your fingerprints all over it. Okay, yeah, I will clean the grass out of the back. Thanks.
I think, Sierra, you are giving, like, you're giving these men way too much power in your life because, like, they're two emotionally stunted men who don't know how to simply ask for the things that they want, and you deserve much better than to, like, be messing around with them and their stupidity.
Well, I really like Sierra. I mean, my first thought, because she, like, literally runs inside crying. So I was like, I mean, kind of grow up. I mean, are we in junior high? But then the other part of me, like, I really like her. So I'm coming up with reasons why this isn't completely stupid. And I see the one that you're saying.
Yeah.
But the other one, I think also is like it's not even about her, you know? And I think she senses that. It's not like, oh, wow, we both really like Sierra. They had an off season. Nobody's going for Sierra in the off season. No one's calling you to take Sierra out in the off season. It's like they just wait until they start shooting. And then it's about a competition with each other. So it's not really even about her. And I think she senses that and is like, okay, awesome. So I'm like just some sexual object in these guys, you know, stupid fame. Because we know that Jesse right. and West are both obsessed with fame. Like everyone has said it since they came on this show. So, I mean, I can see why she would be annoyed. I think that being hurt is just stupid. I think it's not emotionally intelligent, because like I said, these guys are just using you, and you should know that by now and not give them the time of day. I wish she just went up to them and got them both together and said, I heard you ask for permission to make out with me. No. You're gross and you're both fucking tonight. Children, so go make out with each other, and then just walked off instead of it becoming like, oh.
But, yeah, because the truth is, I think that there's probably also a good amount of frustration of like, God, I got sucked into this bullshit again, you know? Like, Jesse's kind of like lulled me into this friendship where he's hanging out in my bed and we're doing bed bug stuff together, and he just wants to have some sort of like jokey kiss or whatever, which probably in her mind, she's also thinking like it's just for TV. And the truth is, you have West, who is like not, what's the right word? Emotionally mature enough to say that he does care about it. So he has to act like he doesn't care. And you've got Jesse, who's going to minimize it by saying, it's just jokey, when he wants something more. And it's just like, I think it's just the whole emotional stuntedness of it all. And the fact that she is now drawn into it, she's probably like, how did I let myself get stuck with these men again? Like, there was Austin, now there's these guys. Like, why do I keep falling into this trap? I have to imagine on some level she's thinking that.
Well, there's also the fact, the possibility that she is liking Jesse too, because they do have this good flirt thing going on.
Yeah, that's what
they've got, this whole thing going on. And so if she really is starting to like him and she's sensing that he's starting to like her, to hear that he's like, oh yeah, I just want to make out with Sierra, is probably like not great. So
yeah, I think
I can
so.
See that it was, from those points of view.
I definitely was like, oh, it sounds like she might actually like him, right? Because I think if you like someone, these things will also affect you a bit more.
Yeah. So then Amanda and me are like, how dare he? And Lindsay's like, well, I think Jesse's like catching a vibe, and he's always been flirty, but like it's more flirty, and like I think he might be catching some feelings, and like is anticipating that maybe if he goes further, you know. And Amanda's like, but he needs to have that conversation with you, Sierra, instead of being like, I jokingly want to make out with Sierra.
And Mia's like, and being like, it's a joke. It's like, it's not a joke, because you're a person who has feelings and emotions. It's not a fucking joke.
And Sierra's like, yeah, it's a lot to process. Well, I feel bad because like you guys have a friendship, and like I don't want it to be awkward, but like I kind of made it awkward because it's really fun for me to make stuff awkward. I'm sorry that you got in my hobby.
Where is like the Lindsay like advice? I feel like Lindsay would be the first one to be like, fuck those guys, they don't deserve you, they're just acting like toys, and they can play with all these other bitches but not you. I was sort of waiting for Lindsay to have that moment, but she's like, oh well, sorry I made your life hell. My
so I think she just like sets the bomb, and then she'll wait until the aftermath to come, and like in 2 weeks she'll have some advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's like, I can only do so much in a week, okay? I've got to keep this going for 2 weeks later when I come back in.
I'm a mother now, let me tell you.
Well, they're just going to not.
If you were my daughter, I would be putting electricity blockers into the holes of all of the electricity outlets. Because you're a genius, baby.
I would keep things away from you because you've broken so many things with your strong hands.
So they go get turkey legs, which is the only reasonable next step. And then Sierra goes, I can still go get a turkey leg and like not care. I mean, talk about an empowerment mantra for 2026, right?
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Bailey and Amanda are talking about shots, and Amanda's like, aren't you supposed to be practicing flirting? Because out of all the men here, who have you been flirting with? Like, oh my god, my friend said, have you hooked up with anyone? And I was like, who am I gonna hook up with? Who? The hottest person in the world? Probably not. He probably wouldn't even like me. Why don't you go flirt with somebody? Flirt with an actor. Get out of your comfort zone. Use the actors. That's what they're here for.
I would rather it not be one of the swordsmen who LARP for a living. Even though I am very excited to be dressed from Middle Earth.
No kidding. Like, I mean, you are an on-the-street interviewer, so the LARPers are probably making fun of you, too, to be fair.
Yeah, you are LARPing being a reporter. So Amanda's like, what about the magician? And we see this guy, his big thing is he takes knots in and out of ropes. He's like,
it's like
there's Ken a knot. They call it a slip knot. Look, it's in my hand. It's back on the rope.
It's like Ken from Beverly Hills.
She's like, I would rather the swordsman not be, you know, I would rather my man not be 75 years old. I mean, come on. I mean, when Wes is done talking to this girl, I'm going to flirt with him, and then I'm going to see if he picks up on it. Don't walk away. Don't walk away. It's going to be hilarious. And scene. Let's do it.
So Wes comes up, and she's like, all right,
everybody watching, cameras on me? Okay, here we go. Let's try this. Wes. So, hey, Wes, I'm having a great time. How about you?
He's like, what's up? She's like,
oh, what's up? What's up, Wes?
How are you?
I don't know.
You don't know how you are?
I'm off to throw a ring at a volcano. How's your journey going? Do you have a small creature following you around too?
He's like, I don't know if I understand.
The ants are the there's trees. They're called ants, and they're gonna chase us down.
What are you talking about?
Well, I think this is the hottest that you've ever looked. You look so hot. You've got beer on your shirt, some food coming out of your mouth. I mean, you look really, really hot right now.
And he's like, okay. So he puts his sword on her shoulders to knight her. And he's like, thank you.
Are you turned on? Because I'm so turned on right now. Yeah, I'm turned on. I love swords. Yeah, you're really doing it.
He's like, so everything okay?
She's like, does my popcorn taste good? Yeah. You like my popcorn? Yeah, get into my popcorn. You like it buttery? Ooh, yeah.
He's like, I'm scared as a little boy. She's like,
yeah, well, did you see that I was hitting on you?
He's like, yeah. I think the moment he knighted her, that was his way of putting physical distance between him and her. He's like, okay, I'm creating, this is.
He's like, here's my actual 10-foot pole that I wouldn't touch you with. So it's like, when were you flirting? It's like, right now. I was flirting with you right now. He's like, oh, it didn't work? He goes, you're flirting with me at the popcorn machine? I mean, how do you normally hit on people? She's like, oh, God, I don't know. I'm so bad at this. I'm so bad at this.
So she talks about moving to New York, and she had confidence. But then she was with a jerk. Now she doesn't have any confidence. And so she's like, well, yeah, my task was to hit on you and see if I had game. But I guess I don't have game. Should I go hit on the turkey legs guy? And he's like, the turkey leg guy? You should tell him smoke my meat.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll do that.
So she basically has no game. It's very sad. So now KJ is giving Dara a tour. He's like, you want to see a tour of the backyard? Here's a tree and... this is another tree, and this is where Kyle pees. Okay, well, how's the party been so far? Better now? It looked pretty lame. Stupid, right? I want to leave. He's like, yeah, fair enough. It's a bad party. He's like, well, thank you. Thank you for this tour. That was very nice. Oh, and, Ben, look. Hi, Ben. You're here. And Ben's like laughing. He's like, are you making a pity laugh at me, Ben? He's like, no, it was a legit laugh. I am laughing at whatever nothing you were saying right now, because that's what models do. We just laugh in a corner.
Ben's like, wow, look at him. He's got game.
The guillotine's a nice touch. Wow. That where you go for bad behavior? The guillotine? He's like, be good. I might put you in there.
So they're looking at all the little set pieces and stuff. And KJ's like, wow, she's so pretty. Like, initially when she came up to me, I was like, why is she coming to talk to me? Maybe I'm trying too hard, but there's some energy there.
And then Carl's talking to some girls while holding a turkey leg. He's like, hey, I like your Beyonce shirt. That's pretty cool. And the girl's like, do you get it? Not really.
It's from their Renaissance tour. Renaissance.
Beyonce had a Renaissance tour. Oh my God, I'm so on trend.
Oh my God.
Wait. Back in the mix.
So she does like run fairs? That's like pretty cool.
No, she had a tour called the Renaissance tour.
I'm not getting it. She went to Italy and like looked at the sights and the sounds of the Renaissance. She went to Florence. Oh my God, Beyonce went to Florence. That's like amazing.
No, Carl. It's a. I'm just not going to explain this to you anymore, Carl.
Oh, sorry. The mix is pretty hard sometimes.
If I could hit myself on the head with this turkey leg, I would.
Oh, you actually can do that, Carl.
You like, can do it or I can do it for you. Make your choice. So now we go
if
to Jesse. Jesse goes over to Ben, Sierra, and Amanda, and he's like, oh, is this a night to the round table?
And Ben's like, oh, God, that accent. Jesse's like, I was just trying to hang out.
Yeah, because Amanda Sierra's- tells him to fuck off. It's like, God, sorry. So then Sierra's talking to Mia, and Sierra's like, fix your fucking face, Mia. She goes, I can't. She goes, I just don't know how to feel about it. So, like, I'm not going to bring it up until, like, I've got a handle on it. Because, like, I don't know what to do about it. So she's like, I know, but I still have a stinky face. I don't care. I'm so mad at him. Talking about joking about making out with you.
So mad about it. The jousting competition is going to commence in a few minutes. So now we're going to have Sir Jesse and Sir West are going to duke it out.
So now West and Jesse are going to do, they're going to get into like inflatable horse things with like, you know, jousty things, whatever. And Sierra and Mia are sitting at a table and they're watching. And Sierra goes, oh my God. And Mia's like, this is literally idiot versus idiot. Welcome to the show. It's been like this for 10 years.
So Jesse sort of tackles, I don't know, one of them wins, who cares? And the crowd's like, kiss, kiss, kiss. So Jesse kisses West, and West is like, oh my God, he didn't even ask permission.
And Sierra's just, everyone's like cheering, but Sierra's watching with such disdain in her eyes, like these fucking man babies. But then it turns into her crying. She starts to cry. So then this is when she goes running into her room and Mia follows. And Sierra's like, it's not flattering to me because like I do feel like everyone just wants to experience me. And I do want to have like a best friend and like someone that I can tell everything to. And they just like look at me and want to tell me everything. And they want to protect me. And then like I don't want like this surface level shit.
Stop dating guys from the show. You have to go find a normal man. You cannot date West or Jesse and expect it not to ever be service level. I mean, those guys have, they're fame whores and they have people lining up for them at all these fan events. It's just, don't date these people. Please go get yourself a real man off of this show. Please. I beg of you. I like you.
I beg.
I'm trying to help you. I think it's time for you.
I think Sierra, I feel like this may be her last season. We've watched her grow. When she came on the show, she was so quiet. She was such an introvert. And every year, she just sort of gets more and more comfortable in her skin, it feels like, or at least maybe more comfortable being on TV. And I think that every year, she sort of becomes more and more of a star. And now, like, she walks in, and she's like, this woman is like a star. And I think that, like, she's going to be, like, moving onwards and upwards because it's time for her to now ascend to a new class of celebrity and not be hanging around the West and the Jessies of the world.
Yeah, here's to hoping she's on The City and whatever that show's called and not this. So now the party, and also I don't know, the Sierra crying at this point. I'm like, you know too much from being on this show for so long to cry about these boys right now. So I don't believe it as much as if it were someone like Bailey or one of the newer people. Who are like, oh my God, these guys are such douchebags. It's not that I think she's faking it. It's just like, I don't. Yeah, just get out of there.
Here's what I think.
Get out of there.
Here's an on-the-fly theory. Based off of what I just said, there also must be something that's kind of crushing to come into the house. And every year you're feeling more and more like a star. I mean, Sierra is increasingly famous. She's just doing all these things. She was just at the Grammys last month. Like she's getting access to increasingly interesting and cool opportunities, and to feel like your star is rising and you've done all this personal work on yourself to be bigger and better and to like step into like new chapters of your life. And then to find yourself getting caught up in the petty bullshit that you thought you were so behind, the stuff that you thought you grew out of with Austin, et cetera, that like the old version of yourself, and to realize, shit, I still have these things. I'm still drawn to these people, or I still am affected by these people, even though I thought I had like moved on and done all the work. Like, I think that's actually gotta be a driving force. I know I feel that way sometimes. There's so many times I'm like, I've been doing therapy for like 6 or 7 years now. I'm like, I am so much more of a self-possessed person. I am like, no, I'm not as much of a shrinking violet. And then I get put in one social situation where I totally have a regression to how I was like 10 years ago. And I'm like, oh, I'll never change. I'm still the same person. I'm so mad at myself, you know? So like, maybe there's some of that in there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It sounds plausible. I just want her to stop worrying about this bullshit because it's annoying. These people are not worthy. Getting so the party continues. What?
Getting the anti-van ready a little bit.
Yeah, well, she could drive it at this point. You know what I mean? Like she could drive it. And just kind of her whole attitude with Lexi last year and how she handled that whole thing, I thought was really good and really strong. So to see her regress for these two losers, not regress, but you know what I mean. Crying, the crying over losers. It's just, I can't, you know, I just can't with it. I'm like, you're smarter than this. So
yeah,
run. So Ben flirts with Dara and I guess kind of in his way, you know how Ben does it. He's like, hold on, I'm a model. Anybody clapped you at the end of at the work date? No, but I've gotten it at the end of a date. Is that where we're heading to? Jesus Christ, you're pretty, but you're dumb. And KJ sees it, and he's like, Ben and the other boys, I mean, they definitely just make it all look so simple, all this flirting. But me, I don't even know if I'm flirting. How do you do it? Okay, KJ, we've already got this like, I'm just a boy that doesn't understand girls. What?
I was raised by sisters. What? And like, what do I do? I'm just a male model who invents skateboard tricks. I'm so awkward. What do I do? So luckily for him, he does seem genuinely like the nicest guy. And I think we are all waiting for the other shoe to fall because that's what happens on these shows. But like, I mean, he seems lovely, but it's also, it's crazy. Like, I don't know.
He seems lovely, but he's also giving the full, what? I'm just a boy and I don't even understand how to be a fuck boy. I couldn't even if I wanted to. It's just not in my nature. All I want is romance, except for this summer when I'm going to try to. I mean, every clue is that he is just one of these guys. So if he is one of these guys, you know, just like a typical douchebag, he's playing it very well because I believe it mostly, but
me too. But like you're right. It's all there on paper. You know, when people tell you who they are, don't have sex with them. So then West is hanging around and he's mad that people are throwing hay around. And then Mia gets on the mic. I think this is really the moment where I was like, wow, she's really fitting in because Mia, a newbie, gets on the mic and gives the, hey everyone, the party's done, which prompts Amanda off in the corner to do a pretty limp version of an already limp routine she has. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay. She doesn't even finish it.
I know.
She's just like, no one's listening to me.
So it's really awkward. And she's like, nobody said it. I had to say it. Somebody has to say it. Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride.
Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hoggle your horses, it's Christine Hoggle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.